Okay. Verses today are going to blow your mind. They're awesome, but they're also very controversial. We are in the study of 1 Corinthians in a series called Morning Minutes. Listen up, applying biblical wisdom to everyday life. And my name is Lena. If we haven't met yet, this is episode 20, and we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. If you need, by the way, more information about this ministry and myself, go to livingwithpower.org. Check it all out. But for today, let us dig into the verses, just a couple of verses. I call today's episode Understanding the Power in You. All right, we've gone from starting this letter that deals with Paul explaining the ways of the Lord that are so different than the ways of the world, and then getting into some specific matters in the church. Now, verses 9 through 11, we've dealt with, of course, in the last couple of episodes, with sexual immorality and the guy who had sinned in the church, and with lawsuits against believers, and there's a heaviness and sort of this, you're a sinner, etc. sort of attitude. And so here's how Paul takes it from there. He says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Now here it is. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I want us to stop here for a couple of minutes. I have these verses underlined because they are huge. They are a reminder of who we were and who we are now because of Jesus. Do you know the power that is at work in you because of Christ who died for you? Here's number one. There is power in knowing what you were saved from. Paul sort of brings things to perspective. He's dealt with specific sins, but now he sort of steps back and reminds the listener of the importance of this topic of sin and the importance of remembering what we were saved from. And yes, these verses have been often used to prove that homosexuality is a sin. But I think if you focus on that, you miss the fact that there's a whole lot written there about other sins. Greed, drunkenness, reviling, swindling, adultery, idolatry. Idolatry, who of us hasn't been sunk in the clutches of idolatry, of wanting what we want and wanting it now and thinking that it will bring us joy when in fact it leads us to nothing but empty. And that is what we were. So there's power in knowing what you were saved from. You and I, we're just like every other sinner in the world. There's nothing special about us outside of Jesus. You and I are just as undeserving as the worst sinner in the world. Do you get that? Do you read these verses and get it? That we deserve nothing. That we are just like everybody else. We're no better. If you've got a stretch of a few months where you've been obedient to the Lord, have you forgotten where you came from? And that's what these verses are saying. Paul doesn't look at himself as better than others, but he's fighting a war for holiness. And it's serious. And he's living victoriously because he understands where and what he was saved from. So do you understand that power in you? You've got to start by understanding what you're saved from. Number two, there's power in knowing who you really are. Do you know that you were once a sinner and that you are now saved by Christ's sacrifice for you? Do you know that you are justified by Christ's death for you? You have been justified. That means the price has been paid. The penalty that should have been yours is no longer on you. So justified, there's a song that I heard once, justified just as if I didn't do it, basically. So that's how God looks at you. Maybe you are someone who used to practice homosexuality. Maybe you are someone who used to steal. Maybe you have committed adultery. Maybe you are in adultery right now. In Christ, if you have received Christ and accepted his sacrifice on the cross, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, so that when God looks at you, he sees you just as if you've never committed that sin. Okay, there's power in that, in being saved, in being justified, and listen, in being washed by the love of Christ for you. Even now, close your eyes for a moment. If you're driving, you don't want to do it too long, but let his love wash over you. You say, why did Christ come and die for me? Because he loves you. I remember spending some time with Syrian refugee kids, and the moment when a girl said to me, 12 years old, you mean he loves even a Muslim like me? And the freedom and joy that I was able to look her in the eye and say, yes, he loves even you. He loves even me. And so we are empowered by the Spirit of God as we understand these things. So there's power in knowing what you were saved from. There's power in knowing who you really are. And there's power in knowing God's plan for this world. God's plan for this world is salvation. It's redemption. It is reconciling the lost to himself. It is forgiveness. It is freedom and joy and hope and all these things that we value and long for. We want them because God has put that desire in our souls, and then he's given us the means to accomplish it through Christ. So now, when you look at the local church, the representation of his body, and you see the sin that is rampant, and you see fighting among believers and factions and divisions, do you see why all of this matters so much? These are people who have forgotten who Christ is and what he had done for them, and they had forgotten God's plan for the world. And so it was a serious matter. It is a serious matter. And if you're struggling with sin, stop. Remember what you were saved from. Remember who you are. And by God's power, get back on track with God's plan for the world. And it starts by repenting of your sin and asking God to give you the strength you need to carry on. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. You know, when I say that it's the end of the podcast for today. I pray that God will help you to live in the power of Christ in you. Until then, I'll see you again next time.